On today's podcast, I feature an untraditional Thanksgiving song, a disturbing Christmas song, and a story if Bob Barker went crazy on the set of Price is Right. All coming up on a new episode of Bubby Bub.
7 hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Escaping home.
I wish I had a father.
This old lady, I got a dried up pussy like a prune.
It's just a fun thing.
Hey, Bubbies, it's Corey. Welcome back to another podcast of Bubby Bub. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. For me, I stayed home, had a good dinner with my wife. I didn't have my own family over because here in Minnesota, we've got some strict guidelines, and hopefully you're able to avoid COVID and still enjoy your weekend. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving if I didn't play a little song I created several years ago. This one, I asked Tim Henson from Distorted View to join me in this silly song. It's all about the enjoyment of having your face in between two giant booties while they twerk and shake your face around. So it's a little song I like to call Twerky Sandwich. Enjoy.
You know when you're at the club and you see two big booties? You want to stick your head in between them, make them twerk? It's kind of like a sandwich. A twerky sandwich. Aw, let them games begin. I see them waddling in. Double guts, bubble butts, rubbery, flubbery blobs of skin. You're almost too fat to get into the club. Put my head between your buns, pounds of mounds, shaking round like jowls on a bloodhound. Drop it like a guillotine, your booties get the floor clean. Dump it like a dump truck with that bump, dunk a dunk. Ladies, you're fatter than a hippopotamus. Girls, we beg you, whip that ass on us. Oh, put my head between your buns. Go ahead and smack it. Go big girl, go big girl, go. Make me a twerky sandwich. Put my head between your buns. Go ahead and smack it. Go big girl, go big girl, go. Make me a twerky sandwich.
Strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass.
Your booty is bigger than my caravan. You got more rolls than the Michelin man. You the champ of fat, you deserve some Wheaties. I like my women with type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes.
Blubber flying round like sumo's fighting. Yeah! My head knocked around like you was Mike Tyson. Slamming my head like I'm in a NASCAR.
Hip smack, whiplash like them bumper cars.
Ladies got back, including back fat. You so fat, you got couch lines on your ass.
Oh, put my head between your buns. Go ahead and smack it. Go big girl, go big girl, go. Make me a twerky sandwich. Put my head between your buns. Go ahead and smack it. Go big girl, go big girl, go. Make me a twerky sandwich.
Roly-poly honeys, got padding like goalies. Barely moving round like you was Zambonis. Boopa paratroopers, shake them poopers. Jangle and dangle that rear until I'm in a stupor. Shake it, break it, work it, twerk it, till I'm in a world of hurting. Shake it, break it, work it, twerk it, till I'm in a world of hurting.
Bologna.
Check.
Mayonnaise.
Check.
Pickles.
Check.
Sauerkraut.
Check.
It's like a masterpiece. A piece of ass.
You're making me hungry!
Put my head between your buns. Go ahead and smack it. Go big girl, go big girl, go. Make me a twerky sandwich. Put my head between your buns. Go ahead and smack it. Go big girl, go big girl, go. Make me a twerky sandwich. Make me a twerky sandwich. A twerky sandwich.
Ah, ladies, you work it so good. Stretch marks the spot.
There you go, Twerky Sandwich, a classic song that Tim Henson and I created a while back. And hopefully you're enjoying your holiday week. Since it is a holiday week, I wanted to have a little bit more downtime, so I'm going to share a classic Sextastic Tuesday story that I wrote, but I've never shared on the Bubby Bub podcast. Sextastic Tuesday is a regular bit that Tim Henson had done at least for a decade, I believe, and it would be on a show. He would feature weird, unusual, poorly written sex stories, and generally these stories were where the writer was exploring his own or her own true fantasies. They were stories about Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth, Teletubbies and Harry Potter, a story about maggots, which is incredibly disturbing, which I won't get into. I had no interest in creating those fan fiction type stories since I wasn't a fan of those types of things, but instead I liked to create my own creative, weird sex stories, generally with celebrities or strange fetishes, and I threw in a lot of like descriptive lines and alliterations. I've written stories about Mother Earth and Father Time getting it on, conjoined twins, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus getting it on with the elves, a man having a cheese fetish, The Wizard of Oz, Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. So there's all sorts of stories that I've created. I even put together my own Sextastic Tuesday intro songs, and here's just one.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy.
There.
Hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
I want to taste my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped.
There you go. It's just some horrible clips to put into an intro. Definitely not sexy at all. Anyway, so the particular story that I'm featuring today is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I'll let Tim Henson from Distorted View kick it off.
So we got a great show for you today, brand new Sextastic Tuesday, and it's another listener-submitted piece. This time, DV listener Corey wrote a Sextastic Tuesday story, and like I mentioned yesterday, I gave you a hint, Plinko. Yes, I'm talking about Price is Right porn. What more can you say about that, I guess? If you are a new listener, Sextastic Tuesday is simply a bit where I read you a porno story, but the porno stories are not normal. While the intent of the story might be to get you off, chances are the story will just creep you out. I know the suspense is killing you guys, right? Let's just get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you today's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday.
That's right. Today on the show, we're entering the steamy, sexy world of television game shows. Whammy's fucking Vanna White. Chuck Woolery getting a rim job from Wink Martindale. Alex Trebek ass-fucking Regis Philbin. It's anarchy. Sexy, raunchy anarchy. Today, though, we're going to focus on The Price is Right. After 35 years, The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker no doubt has had his share of game show groupies. However, for decades, Bob had eyes on the Barker's beauties. Of course, there have been lawsuits because of it, actually. Groping. Bob had not made love in years and longed for the time when he could gangbang the Barker beauties in a brand new car! Corey. Since Bob's vision was poor, he mixed up his daily medication with his Viagra and broke into an uncontrollable frenzy of sexual madness. Bob must eat pussy! He's going mad! When Bob started the show that morning, the announcer, Rod Roddy, called, oh, he's dead now. I'll always remember Rod Roddy as the announcer for Price is Right. He was so great with his, like, sequin. He's the only man I know that would wear sequin, like, shirts. All sparkly and shit. Maybe he was gay. I don't know. His name certainly points to that conclusion. Rod Roddy. Could be gay porn. All right, when Bob started the show that morning, the announcer called for a contestant to come on down! The female contestant had long, silky legs, pleasantly curvy hips, and voluptuous breasts. That's right, Corey provided his own sound effects for this Sextastic Tuesday. That was an awful sound effect, though. Let's see where this is going. Bob was spellbound with lust. He blurted out as if he was battling Tourette's. I'm going to try to do my best Tourette's impression here. Come on down and suck my cock! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right! There, Tourette's. All right, so yes, come on down and suck my cock. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. The woman was startled, but had been a devout admirer and would do anything for Bob. She also wanted to win the Showcase Showdown and get a sweet speedboat. Yeah, a fast boat for a fast lady.
I'm not ready for it.
You're not ready for it.
No, I need to get closer.
Okay. The contestant zipped down Bob's pants and pulled out Bob's gray, pickle-like prick. Bob's cock looked like it had warts.
You see, all the people on the show took hepatitis shots, and it was not a complete success.
Okay. She ignored the blemishes and started to lick the salt off of Bob's dirty cock. She then scooped out Bob's cotton candy-like balls. It was like I've never heard of balls described as cotton candy. Very descriptive. But yes, that's probably how old people's balls are. All wrinkly and mushy. It was like discovering two birds' eggs in a dirty nest.
Look at my beauties!
He's very proud of his balls. Her lips engulfed Bob's balls like stuffing a whole pack of Big League Chew in her cheeks. She then sucked like a dirt devil while jerking off his pickle cock. The crowd was shocked. Yes, they're currently taping the show, aren't they? Doing this in front of a studio audience. The crowd was shocked and started running as if there was a fire. Little did they know, Bob had a burning fire in his pants that needed extinguishing. The woman kept sucking Bob off like a rabbi on a newly circumcised baby. Think about that one for a second. All the while, Bob was yodeling like the mountain climber in Cliffhanger. Bob then applied turtle wax to his cock, and she stroked him faster and faster. Unfortunately, Bob became limp. Dissatisfied, he pushed the woman aside. He handed her the rest of the turtle wax as a parting gift and kissed her on the cheek.
I want to see you after the show.
Bob was still in the mood and noticed a very busty, fat black woman still in the crowd with an I Love Bob shirt. Bob whipped out a $500 bill and laughed. This showcase could be yours if the price is right. She said, no deal. And Bob said, wrong fucking game show, bitch. And grabbed her by the cornrows and dreadlocks and raped her on stage.
I've been here for all these years playing this game. You know it well enough. You knew I was goofing. Why didn't you stop me there?
Fortunately, Bob could still not come. He then grabbed his Colt 45 handgun and then forcibly lined all the Barker beauties at the bottom of the Plinko board with their legs up and vagina lips wide open. Bob stood at the top of the Plinko board with a smirk on his face. He dropped in his Plinko chips one by one. He dropped the first Plinko chip deep into Janice's hot, wet pussy.
$100.
Oh, Janice's pussy's only worth $100. The next Plinko chip went into Kathleen's hot steamer, turning Bob on even more.
$500.
Diane had multiple Plinko chips going deep inside her cash and prizes, causing her to squirt sporadically all over the Plinko board.
$1,000?
Uh-oh, we're building up to something. Bob was so close to coming.
Oh, I think it's going to blow up.
That creaking sound was his penis. But the next Plinko chip got stuck on the Plinko board, and Bob again lost his erection. Tough break, Bob. Bob was still on a sexual rampage, faster than Michael Richards looking for a job on Monster.com. Okay. Bob raced around. How topical. Bob raced around with his pants around his ankles and found the Barker beauty Holly on the Lucky 7 set.
Baby, it's not too late. Come on here.
Bob is a creep. It wasn't Holly's lucky day since Bob pistol-whipped Holly into unconsciousness. Bob sprinkled Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, in Holly's pink dripping pussy and literally ate her out. Bob then fucked her slowly with his long pencil-thin microphone and asked, "What's your price now, bitch? What's your price now?"
"Now you've had enough, bitch."
Bob yelled, "Come on, it's sweeps week and ratings are down." He tried to get her in the mood. "Do it for the troops, you unpatriotic bitch," Barker barked.
"Do you have any idea of what a wonderful comeback this would be?"
Ooh, Bob didn't want to lose his erection, so he did the unthinkable. Bob fantasized of ass-fucking the rotten corpse of former Price is Right announcer Rod Roddy in his flamboyant pink pimp jacket. "Take that, Rod Roddy, or whatever the fuck your real name is. Feels like your gay asshole hasn't skipped a beat."
"No, that's not right."
"No, it most certainly isn't." Still, Bob could not shoot his load.
"Well, I'll swear, nothing's going right today."
"That is the most humiliating moment of my life on Price is Right."
Bob was so frustrated that he went to his last resort. He removed the needle out of the big wheel and stuck his dick against the wheel. Bob spun the wheel in the hopes that the wheel would jerk him off. Since his arms had arthritis, he couldn't get the wheel all the way around, so he had to spin again, and again, and again.
"Did not get all the way around."
The fourth time he spun it, it was so fast his wiry silver-gray pubic hair flew out into the empty audience seats. Bob got into the third person and mumbled in a trance, "The wheel is spinning and spinning, and I think I'm gonna come. Oh, it could be coming. It might be..."
"Oh, I think it's gonna blow up."
Bob's rock-hard cock then suddenly snapped off by the big wheel and flew across the stage like a monster truck hitting a traffic cone. At the same time, Bob finally came and bled all over the wheel through his torn dick. The wheel then landed on the $1, and he won $1,000. But tragically, Bob lost his life. Bob died of a heart attack, orgasm, and loss of blood. The stage was covered in senior citizen man juice. Bob Barker paid the ultimate price on The Price is Right. His life. If only Bob had been spayed or neutered, none of this would have happened.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 5th, 2006. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now.
There you go. Hopefully you enjoyed that story. 2006. Wow, that was a long time ago. 14 years ago that I had that story released on Distorted View on Sextastic Tuesday. Pretty wild to think it's been that long. Since Thanksgiving is over, and Christmas is just 4 weeks away, I thought I'd break out a few holiday songs. This first one is from The Foreskins, and it's a song, "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Syphilis."
Beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Diagnostically, the Mazzini test came out plus. There is a suspicious pus. A shank or sore is there, that's plain to see. It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Yes, that's how it seems. Take a look through the dark field lens, and you soon begin to
but it's true anyway that it must be social disease. It would be sweet to blame some toilet seat, but it's passed more from he's on to she's. It's true, if you are bad, then you may get it too.
is beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Indications say that the treatment should start today, and we must not delay, or the gammas will be on their way. It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Penicillins do, so just follow my regimen. Let 6 months pass by, and then you'll be good as new.
There you go. Just another reminder to wear a condom if you can. Here's another song that I recorded. It's a little Christmas song called Truck Nuts.
Truck nuts hanging by an open fire, certifying we're white trash. So veiny as they sang, like worn out punching bags, looking all red like a diaper rash. Truck nuts hanging by an open fire, feeling like the smoothest leather. It's obvious to me that Grandma can't stop staring at those testes tonight.
All right, there you go. Hopefully that puts you in the holiday spirit coming up here. Next week is episode 12, and it's the last episode for my first season doing this podcast, Bubby Bub. And what I plan on doing is taking a little bit of time off. I'm going to record a full album in early 2021. I've got 8 song ideas that I'm ready to write and record. There's parodies, there's some original songs. That's going to be my main focus for 2021. And then for all of those Indiegogo campaign contributors, I'm going to be releasing those individual tracks to them as I create them. So that's just a big thank you for those people that invested their money and to help me get this show started and my website started and invest in some software and so on. So as far as 2021, I'm not really certain of when I'll be returning, but I will be returning with some new music. I'll also be doing some more writing for the show. Since I've got a new job, I'm going to be juggling that as well. So I will be quite busy. This is not the end of the show. This is just an opportunity to work on some new songs and stories that I've had on the back burner for a while in notebooks and on my hard drive. So I'm going to be definitely working on things and coming back with new content. Or at the very least, I'll be sharing this content through Distorted View, but I'd love to share it on the podcast. So that's all the time I have for today's show. If you'd like, you can contact the show by giving me a call at 77-HEY-BUBBY. That's 774-392-8229. It's just a voicemail line. So again, it's 77-HEY-BUBBY. I'm also on Facebook, YouTube, Discord, and Twitter. All of the links are in the show notes. You can also reach me at bubbybub.com if you want to email me. And if you like the podcast, share it with a friend or two. Share things on social media. Share things however you can to those people that would like it. And to wrap things up today, I've got a mashup from DJ Cummerbund, and he's going to be doing a mashup of Nirvana, Vanessa Carlton, and EMF. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and I bub you very much.
Yeah.
been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.